They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased. So that the barren hath borne seven, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. And butter and sheep and cheese of kind for David and for the people that were with him to eat. For they said, The people is hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. And the king arose in the night and said unto his servants, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we be hungry. Therefore are they gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, When they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get into the city. Whose harvest the hungry eateth up, and taketh it even out of the thorns, and the robber swalloweth up their substance. Thou hast not given water to the weary to drink, and thou hast withholden bread from the hungry. They cause him to go naked without clothing, and they take away the sheaf from the hungry. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness, to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. And so the fields, and which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. And they shall pass through it hardly bestead and hungry. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves, and curse their king and their God, and look upward. And he shall snatch on the right hand, and be hungry, and he shall eat on the left hand, and they shall not be satisfied. They shall eat every man the flesh of his own arm. It shall even be as when an hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold, he drinketh, but he awaketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The smith with the tongs both worketh in the coals, and fashioneth it with hammers, and worketh it with the strength of his arms. Yea, he is hungry, and his strength faileth. He drinketh no water, and is faint. Is not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, my servants shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed. And hath not oppressed any, but hath restored to the debtor his pledge, hath spoiled none by violence, hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the naked with a garment. Neither hath oppressed any, hath not withholden the pledge, neither hath spoiled by violence, but hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the naked with a garment. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. And he became very hungry, and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance, and saw, For in eating every one taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.